Chapter 4 Rock, Sand, and Water. Dear Prawn, in my last letter, I introduced you to the fundamental nature and development of anger. In this letter, I would like to recommend that you learn something about self-examination to find out what type of person you are in relation to your surroundings. Following are the different types of person affected by anger. 1. Some are like inscription on the rock. 2. Some are like scratch marks in the sand. 3. Some are like ripples on the water. When you are cross with someone for whatever reason, you cannot cast your anger from your mind. Instead, you take delight in letting the futile anger ferment ceaselessly in the depth of your memory. For as long as you can remember, you continue to nurture your anger as if it were your own offspring. And sometimes, not only do you nurture it, but you also rekindle it constantly by reflecting on its causes over and over, daily and nightly. Worse still, some people embrace the lingering anger in themselves until the last moment of their lives, unable to let go. They cannot put it behind them. Eventually, with the baggage of anger that you carry within yourself until your dying day, when you're reborn in the next life, your physical appearance will be unpleasant to look at. Your mind will be wrecked and wrinkled, very much like thirsty, dehydrated vegetation, and your words will be unpleasant to the ear. Those who get angry and cannot forget are the type that we call inscriptions on the rock. When you are angry with someone, for whatever reason, you do not allow yourself to suffer for a long time. Instead, you use your intelligence to think it over and trace the cause of your anger. Eventually, you are able to master your anger intellectually. You are able to get rid of your anger shortly afterward. It is similar to when you use a stick to draw marks on a sandy beach. Soon afterwards, the waves will wash them off, leaving only the clean, empty beach just like before. Those who get angry and do not allow themselves to become enslaved by their anger for long are the type that we call scratch marks in the sand. When you're angry with someone, for whatever reason, you come to your senses with an awareness that your anger is just like a transient emotion, which is not even real. Once you have got the better of it, you can let go of it immediately. It is the same as when you run a stick over the surface of water, and it leaves no marks there, but is engulfed by the water and disappear instantly. Those who get angry and come to their senses, being able to let go of their anger in an instant, are the type that we call ripples on the water. They are the happiest people in the world, because they will not let themselves suffer in anguish thinned by vernum of anger, which they harbor every day of their lives. I like to ask you what type of person you are, a rock, sand, or water. Don't forget to respond truthfully. Your teacher.